One weird thing about the little town of Hamilton, Missouri, is the variety of license plates you see parked along the main street here. There's Colorado, Virginia, Illinois here right in a row. You see a lot of women on the street. And then there are men, mainly older men, sitting on benches outside the shops.
I'm Dean Hales in Hamilton, Missouri. I lived here. I came to Hamilton when I was in the second grade, January the 25th in 1938.
These days, Hale is the exception. Most of the guys you see sitting on these benches come from out of town, overseas even. Pretty amazing, considering that a few years ago, forlorn, abandoned buildings marred the main drag here. Hamilton looked like a thousand other forgotten rural towns.
I can't hardly believe what I'm seeing. It's just like when you got people coming from all over the world to a little town of 1,800 people, you got something pretty special.
They've got Missouri Star Quilt Company, 15 freshly remodeled buildings in Hamilton, full of fabric, sewing machines, and customers. Della Badger drove in here from Victorville, California.
Listen, I just looked on my map and asked Siri, how do I get to Hamilton, Missouri? But it was my dream to get here and see Jenny.
Badger's talking about someone she knew only through YouTube, Jenny Doan.
Hi, I'm Jenny from the Missouri Star Quilt Company, and I have such a fun project for you. This is easy and quick, but it looks like you've just worked so hard. So
Doan's how-to quilting videos have drawn more than 50 million views.
I know, it's some crazy thing like that. So just so you know, I can't hardly even use the bathroom in a restaurant without somebody saying, I love your tutorials. I'm like, well, that wasn't one of them.
Doan says it's because she takes an easygoing approach to what's traditionally been a daunting and tedious craft.
Quilting has always been something that's like really for the elite. It's kind of a hard thing to do. You know, everything has to be cut perfectly. And I'm like, just whack it up. We're going to put it together. This is going to be awesome.
She says women from around the world visit Hamilton, or Wright, to thank her for getting them into quilting.
This has absolutely been the sweetest, most serendipitous thing that has ever happened to me.
And this business would not have happened if Jenny had been a better financial planner.
My parents have always been bad with money.
Alan Doan, Jenny's son, says the recession cost his folks their savings and threatened to take their house.
And so me and my sister were looking at it. We said, we got to put something together so that mom can make a little extra cash.
So in the fall of 2008, Doan and his sister took out loans and set their mom up with a business sewing other people's quilts together. Customers kept asking for fabric, so Alan built a website to sell it.
World, we're open, and you expect somebody to care, right? And so we launched the website, and I still have my Facebook post. I went and looked at it the other day, but it's like, hey, I launched this quilt shop for mom. You guys should check it out. It has like 2 likes.
Doan was selling, well, trying to sell a relatively new product, pre-cut fabric. The pieces come bundled together from the factory in a pack with different complementary prints, making it much easier and faster to make good-looking quilts. But 1 year in, business was terrible.
Alan came to me and said, Mom, are you interested in doing tutorials? And I said, sure, honey, what's a tutorial? I mean, I had no idea. I had never been on YouTube. You know, I was the generation that said, get off that computer and do something. You know, I was always telling Alan, I've apologized several times.
Because Alan was right. The videos featuring pre-cut fabrics eventually took off. Sales exploded. And now Missouri Star Quilt employs more than 180 people, sewing, staffing stores, and like Mindy Lloyd, shipping thousands of packages a day from the company's huge new warehouse in Hamilton.
This one's going to Australia. That neat. I had one yesterday. I don't even know where it was going now. Morocco or something?
We had to learn how to do this from like watching YouTube videos on how Amazon does it or something, right? We built this warehouse and I just called all the smart people I knew and said, how can we do this?
Success has pushed the company into publishing, even food service.
We're lucky, very blessed business people with no vision. When I come in every morning, I do the best I can and we take advantage of as many opportunities as we can.
They're renovating more buildings. By midsummer, they plan to double the number of quilt shops in Hamilton. They're even doing something to get some of those men that I mentioned earlier off the street.
Yeah, it's going to be in here. It's going to be our man's land, like couches and TVs and stuff. You look up and down the street, I mean, most of these good, sweet husbands will drive their wives here and then have to find something to do for 2 hours.
The Doans aren't the first people from Hamilton to develop a serious knack for retail. James Cash Penny Jr. landed his first sales job here almost 120 years ago. Penny left Hamilton a teenager, but came back years later a tycoon and opened his 500th JCPenney store. it's not likely the Missouri Star Quilt Company can match that, but it has transformed this once sleepy little town into a quilting mecca. Frank Morris, KCUR News.